Hi, I'm Rhiannon. I'm based in Bristol in the UK. And this is a score to support you to connect with nature during a time when you're feeling overwhelmed by the weight of the world. We are living in very difficult times. As I speak, there is a terrifying right-wing president elected in America. An ongoing genocide in Gaza, and a lot of different environmental, political, and social crises layered on top of whatever personal or relational or work-related challenges we might be facing in our lives. So it's a time when our bodies and our nervous systems are likely to be feeling very overwhelmed, at times potentially out of control, of various elements in our lives. And it's also a time where we might be feeling a varying range of big different emotional responses, whether that's rage or grief or numbing and shutdown. And so one of the tools that I like to use to support myself during these difficult times, and it's also a tool that I use with activists engaged in change work, but it's something that could be used by anyone who is overwhelmed being a human in the world at this time. And the tool is to go out and connect with nature in some way and to feel supported by nature and connected to and part of something bigger during these difficult times. So I'm going to lead you through a score, a set of invitations. For around 15 minutes. This can be done both from inside or outside. And we're going to be working mainly with connecting to images of or physically trees and their roots and the kind of networks of support and stability and holding that they can offer and that we can learn from during these challenging and overwhelming times. So, if you are outside, I invite you to start walking towards a tree. That might be in a park, you might be in a wood, but start walking towards finding a tree somewhere that you might be able to move in relationship with and connect to in some way. And if you are inside, then I invite you to create a comfortable space for yourself and to find something within your house or the space you're in that you would be able to lean on and get some kind of quite solid support from. So it would have the same quality as a tree. Whether that might be a chair, lying down on the floor, or any kind of like a bolster, any kind of material that could give you that very strong, quite hard feeling of support and being able to give your body weight into it. So we're going to start by just taking a moment to connect to our bodies. So whether you're walking along in search of your tree or sitting or lying down at home, just taking a few moments to take some deep breaths. Connecting to where that breath is coming out of your, in and out of your body. Whether that's your belly or your chest, maybe putting a hand over that place. And just tuning into a sense of what's alive within you right now. Maybe there's emotions, thoughts, and maybe also taking your attention a bit below the neck into the rest of your body. How does your chest feel? Your stomach. Maybe there's parts of your legs or your feet that are touching the ground. Just feeling into that connection with the ground, paying attention to it. And just doing a little scan of your body to get some kind of sense of where you're at right now. And if there's anything you need to do to feel more comfortable, you might need to shake it out a little bit if you can feel anxiety and tension. You might need to move rather than stay still. Just do whatever your body needs to do to come into a sense of connection with yourself and where you're at. You might want to wriggle. You might want to just sit really still. You might want to shake it out. Take a minute or so to do that. How are you today? What's alive in your body? And try and just experience that without a specific judgment. Now, I want you to come into contact with a tree that you might have found or the material in your house that you're going to be leaning on. And maybe start by just resting a hand and pushing into that tree, that material, feeling its stability. Feeling the push that goes back into your body. Feeling how this tree doesn't really move. And then begin to explore connecting with this with different parts of your body. So I'm in some woods outside Bristol, and they're one of my favourite spots to come. And I am just leaning different parts of my body into this tree. My shoulder, my arm, my back, bum. Just have a play around with the different ways you can give your weight to this tree or equivalent in your home. Can you lean on it from your front? Does that feel different to leaning with your back? Maybe the contact is through your foot and your leg, and you're kind of pushing into it that way. And once you've explored a little bit, find a way of giving your weight that feels really comfortable and nourishing, and a position that you could stay in for some time, for 5 minutes or so. Once you're in that position, For me, it's sitting with my back and my head leaning against the tree. Just really, as much as you can, give your weight to it. And notice if there's any sense of release that happens in your body when you do that. So for me, I notice my shoulders dropping, my head going backwards a little bit, and my breath deepening. It's quite rare, apart from when we're lying in bed, that we give our whole weight to something. And for me, in these times that feel really overwhelming, I feel like I'm often holding a lot of different things within my body, within my mind. And there's something about coming out to nature or finding something within my house where I can really just let go of what I'm holding and physically give my weight and just be supported and held. How does it feel to really give your weight to another living thing? And for nothing to be asked in return. Can you, in this moment, let go of all the different things you're holding? And be in this experience of being supported. And of course, there's lots of different people we can go to within our life to get support as well, but there's something about the physical still, needing nothing in return, nature of trees or rocks, natural materials, that means I can fully release. And as you're leaning and giving your weight into this tree or item at home, I want you either to look at the roots of the tree or bring into your mind the image of tree roots going deep into the ground. And if you're actually leaning on a tree, you could also bring in some physical contact, like I'm sliding my hand down the roots. Or at home, you could be imagining the roots of the tree spreading out and going deeply into the ground. One thing that helps us be resilient during challenging times is these kind of roots. And if you think about it on a tree, the depth of these roots means that a tree can kind of sway and blow with the wind and go and be adaptable in different ways to the weather as it changes, or maybe extreme weather comes through. But that those deep roots means that it's really solidly in the ground. So you might want to take a moment to think about what your roots are. What are the things that help you feel rooted in difficult times? And that could be a routine that you do, some kind of morning practice or a ritual. It could be food, some way that you nourish your body. It could be people and relationships around you. It could be something in the natural environment. What are the things that help you feel rooted and grounded during difficult times? And are you connecting with those things right now to help you through a challenging moment? And something that's really, really beautiful about those root networks of trees is the way that under the ground in these mycelial networks, all of the different roots connect to one another. And the trees are interconnected through these root systems, and they are sharing nutrients and water and the different things that they need to thrive and grow between them. And in some moments when one tree is struggling, they will send more nutrients their way to support them. And so again, using that image, connecting with those roots where you are, think of that interconnected network of support that you either have or could build around you. To be in this relationship of mutually giving and receiving and helping each other to thrive and grow. Because those mutual networks are what is going to help us survive in these really difficult times. And if these images or thoughts are bringing any movement into your body, please don't feel that you need to stay still. You can stretch, you can move, you might want to stretch out limbs, arms, legs to expand your body into that sense of rootedness and connectedness. How does it feel in your body to let that weight go and receive support? How does it feel to remember you're part of an interconnected network of people and community? Just really let that sensation and feeling in. It's bringing out quite a kind of spider-like movement within me, reaching in all those different directions of giving and receiving support, like the tree's root system. As you're moving, you might just want to think, is there anyone in my root system that maybe I need to reach out to for support right now? What might it be that I need? What are the nutrients that need to come in through my root system? And equally, is there someone, depending on your capacity, that you might want to give support to right now? Sharing your nourishment with them too. What does that interconnection and support look and feel like for you in these challenging moments and times? And we're just going to spend a last minute finding a way to end that connection with the tree, the image of the roots, or the floor or chair you might be giving your weight into. Just have a last moment to really give that weight. And yeah, feel into whatever thoughts or reflections or feelings you've had around these interconnected root systems of support. And feel free to stay in this as long as you would like after I finish speaking. I know I'm gonna spend a bit of time just quietly leaning on the tree. But I hope that this has found some or created some nourishment during a difficult time. I hope your system feels less overwhelmed. And yeah, know that we are together in these difficult times, acting in solidarity and connection with each other. And that nature is a resource and tool that can be really, really helpful when we're feeling overwhelmed, to bring a sense of grounding and rootedness and connection to something that is much bigger than the chaos that the humans are creating in the world right now. Take care.